Good afternoon. I'm going to talk to you about Club Med, the French holiday company, because it's 60 years old this year, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about the history of Club Med. So it was set up by a man who had been in the French Resistance, and in 1950, a few years after the war, when the effects of the war were really still being felt in Europe, he thought that actually it was time for people to go around Europe, but rather than dropping bombs and shooting people, to go around Europe on holiday. So he decided to find somewhere where he could set up a holiday resort, a holiday spot, and he chose the east coast of Mallorca, and the first Club Med set up there was very basic indeed. People slept in tents, he dug pits for toilets, and he set up one electricity wire running to one electricity cable running to a hut so that he could make coffee for the guests. And the whole concept was very bohemian, very egalitarian. He was, after all, from the French Resistance, left wing. Little distinction was made between the people, the staff and the guests, really. The staff were referred to in French as the gentils organisateurs, so the friendly organisers, if you like, and the gentils membres were the guests. They ate together. It wasn't unheard of for the guests to do the washing up or to help out with the washing up. So that was how it started off. One innovative idea then, and that has continued, is that no money is used. Everybody pays in advance, and then guests have beads that they use. That's a beads that they used as money. To begin with, as I said, they slept in tents, but the idea really took off, and Club Med developed, and eventually people began to sleep in little chalets rather than in tents. But this whole egalitarian notion survived, and there were no locks on the doors. And so Club Med developed over the years. It had its highs, it had its lows. In the 70s, it had a bit of a reputation for being a bit too free and easy and hedonistic, to put it that way. People took advantage of the fact that there were no locks on the doors, I will say no more. There was, unfortunately, a plane crash of a Club Med plane in the 1990s, which caused problems for the organisation. But nowadays, 60 years after it was first established, it's going strong again. There are Club Meds all around the world, often in French-speaking countries, but not only. And some things haven't changed at all. As I say, there's still no cash. It's what we would call all-inclusive. You pay your money up front, but then everything's available to you there. Though I'm fairly sure that these days the guests don't have to do the washing up. Thank you.